everyone. We are back on the air with the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Hey, guys. What's up? I hope you're having a fantastic morning, day, or night, wherever the hell you are in the world. Yeah, looking forward to another amazing show.
As always, and we're here to deliver. Alright, next on the show is Aeon.
Guten Tagen, been a minute! Well, one episode, but yeah.
It works, hey, I don't know, maybe you might just be a new language interpreter. I don't know, one day hola, one day guten tag.
Well, I try and change, you know, saying hello to something else at least.
It's fun. It makes it fun. And making our debut on the show today is Icy Waters.
Hey there, guys. I'm new here. I don't know. There's just some stuff that really needs to be talked about.
That's what we're here for, huh? So, in our interest, though, introduce yourself to the group. Tell us, a little bit about yourself, your persona, and you, and just a little fun fact.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't really do too much, huh? I work pretty much every day, so it's a rarity for me to even get a moment to sit down and be able to do something like this. But besides that knowledge, Isona is actually a hybrid between a cheetah and Siberian husky. Mm-hmm. I really like cats and dogs, and that's just my reason there.
It works.
I have two other sonas, cool, but that's for another time.
And I guess the fun fact that we just learned about you is that you basically love getting stoned.
Oh,
in
God.
A cave.
Okay.
Well, that is true.
I was gonna go into like the more wholesome thing. I was saying, did you ever see that show Cat Dog?
Yeah, plenty enough.
Like that's what that reminded me of. I'm like, all
right. Literally, yeah, right?
I get that.
Lord.
Fun. All righty. So we'll start off with just a little bit of housekeeping and a few announcements here. So. First off, I know last week we made an announcement that the Raiders Rambles has now found a new home on BitChute. Yes.
Indeed we have. Now, for you guys that are watching this live, we're not going to be broadcasting live on BitChute. However, we will have our episodes hosted on this website, you know, as like a backup and stuff like that. So you can totally check out our previous episodes, like if you missed them. And that's all well and good. So check it out on BitChute.
Yeah. I'm still in the process of porting all the episodes over. We've got a good selection of them, of our backlog from the years that we've done. And, yeah, we won't be able to do live streaming until BitChute has the resources available to support such a feature.
Right. Not yet. But I'm sure eventually BitChute is going to enable that kind of a feature, which I'm very much looking forward to. Hopefully
and I'm more than happy to, you know, throw my weight behind them.
But you know what? Because, even if they don't, I mean, this is, like I said, you know, still a good backup option just to check out our episodes. And that's all well and good. Now we're on BitChute. I mean, that's cool.
Indeed. Awesome. Yeah, and, you know, in case something goes wrong, that too has happened. And, yeah, like, it's a necessity at this point. So, yeah, do drop by. Feel free to subscribe. View our backlog, and we are here to stay, full stop, and that is non-negotiable. Yeah.
Good luck making us leave, buddy.
Right on.
Oh, don't worry. I've been hit with some, you know, some mass reports, but nothing has ever fomented. Some down, you know, bad, some, you know, one-star reviews, but nothing has ever fomented. Goes to show which kind of show has the staying power.
Yeah,
anyway,
yep,
we're pretty off.
Indeed.
Anyway, so let's get started on the items of discussion. Yeah, what a we're starting off with something a little wild and crazy, isn't it? I have with me recently on the news, you've heard that some tire, you know, a well-known tire company by the name of Goodyear has decided to, you know, to basically throw up the flag. In, you know.
Oh yeah, they did.
Yes, Goodyear is one of the most prominent companies. Now, they're a tire company, all right? I'm sure you've probably seen their blimps, right? Like, or their yeah. advertising campaigns. Unfortunately, they decided to go woke, like many companies did. And guess what happened?
They went broke.
Emperor Trump decided to go ham on these people. All right, so check this out. Joel, you want to read it out?
Alrighty, so what you're looking at, if you're watching the video, I'll read this to you, is a PowerPoint presentation slide, a zero tolerance of acceptable and non-acceptable, well, attire to wear. Acceptable, Black Lives Matter, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender pride. Okay. Unacceptable, Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, MAGA attire, political affiliated slogans or material.
Now, that's the problem right there, that last sentence. They said not political attire. The fact that Black Lives Matter, that's a political organization that's specifically against, like, defunding the police. So, how is that not unacceptable? What's that about?
Favoritism.
Favoritism, yeah, you're right.
It's kind of hard to really get into seeing recent news just on a Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you can talk about, you know, the whole BLM, you know, being terrorists, which they are, but it gets even better. So Trump had a response to this, and oh my good golly goodness, something happened with that. Let's
Yeah, I got just the thing for you. When you do something, you know, like this, and you actually have a stake involved, well, not the, you know, here's what he said. Here's what Trump responded. Don't buy Goodyear tires. They announced a ban on MAGA hats. Get better tires for far less. This is what the radical left Democrats do. Two can play the same game, and we have to start playing it now.
A declaration of war, basically. And they brought it upon themselves.
Just on clothing, how crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't necessarily disagree with him. Because especially, okay, so let's say you work for a company and everyone has a particular uniform. You know, it's supposed to be a homogeneous thing. But no, someone has a political statement. Okay, I get that. But no. They're saying that some political statements are okay, but others are not.
Hmm.
What's up with that? What, like, you can't wear a hat, but you can wear, you know,
yeah,
Lives Matters? Or some rainbow flag or whatever? Like, so yeah, Trump is fighting back against this. He's fighting back against censorship.
You know,
Goodyear's, oof. Sorry,
you know, it actually didn't help that that Goodyear is also supplying some contracts as well for police, fire, and emergency vehicles, and a lot of other things too, including NASCAR. They're supplying tires for NASCAR, and they're supplying tires for even the president's limousine.
That's right. Yes, they make tires for. So, if you guys don't know, it's called the Beast. This is like the presidential car. And so Goodyear actually makes the tires for that car. And Trump was asked about this during a press conference, I think like a day or so ago. And he's like, yeah, I'm totally willing to, you know, change those out for other tires. Like, he's not playing any games. But like...
And that's when you knew you messed up.
They did. Oh my goodness, did they mess up. Did you see their stock? Their stock
fell down harder than my drunken uncle down a flight of stairs.
Because, my goodness, like, why are they supporting terrorist groups and they don't support All Lives Matter?
Especially a group that has pissed off everyone to no end including the moderates and the freaking silent majority. Everybody's tired of it.
And then they had like this half-assed apology, and they're like, "Oh, well, we don't actually support this." But like,
I'll pop that up for you guys. Here we go. Yeah, so Gucci is seeing.
Oh,
you
there
know,
we go. Yep.
They did make a tweet, and the funny thing is, yeah, the responses were kind of blocked off, but yeah, so. In that case, you know, it is a bit of a one part damage control, one part, you know, attempt at apologizing. But they say, first, the visual in question was not created or distributed by Gucci Corporate, nor was part of a diversity training class. And
do you
next...
really believe that, though? I'm sorry.
No. Like, I wouldn't a freaking snake oil salesman.
Let's see what Goodyear has to say.
All right, so the next important paragraph here as well. Third and finally, Gucci has always wholeheartedly supported both equality and law enforcement and will continue to do so. These are not mutually exclusive. We had heard from some of you that Goodyear is anti-police after he reacted to the visual. Nothing could be further from the truth. And we have the utmost appreciation for the vital work police do on behalf of our shared communities.
That then why in the enough. Heck did they not denounce what they just posted?
Because money.
It's all about the money,
money
man.
From who? The radicals? Really?
They think the radicals pay a lot, and considering that they're usually a bunch of rich kids with a cult of personality that they don't know how to use it.
No.
You gotta go where the money goes. Screw the people you've been giving your business to for thousands of years or something.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. You know, this was damage control. You know, this was what Goodyear tried to do. And my goodness, did it not work out very well. This was obviously from...
It was pretty much like a car hitting the wall at that point.
No, it's like when you apply to, you know, like get a job at Goodyear, like they would show you something like that and say, this is what's acceptable, this is what's not acceptable. And it got political, and that's why the president himself got involved in this issue.
See, I was always a believer when it comes to work, there's two separate lives. There is your home life, then there is your work life. You should not let your home life interfere with your work life, and that includes politics.
Agreed. I agree. Absolutely.
Agreed, man. Hard, you know?
Man, like, that's how it should be, you know? Unfortunately, some of these companies, like Goodyear, like, that's what they do. It's bonkers, man.
It's you for know, money.
I have, in light of all of this talk about tires, I might have, there's a couple of things that I might just segue into first and foremost, I'm sure you guys, in light of, you know, this recent context and talk about Black Lives and so forth, what do you guys think about White Wall tires?
Never heard of them.
Wait,
never heard of
White
them.
Wall tires?
Yeah, like, you know, those tires with a big white stripe around the sidewall.
Oh, okay.
Something that looks
like
a
radio flyer?
Isn't that like on race cars?
Yeah, that's what they did in the old days, yeah.
Yeah,
that was on race cars. That was in the cars from like the 1960s.
And 50s.
Yeah.
Literally, I would like to see that kind of style like come into common life.
I do too.
I mean, but... I don't want to see some company that just goes woke and says, can't have certain things and such because it's offensive or whatever.
You know, that's something? And I was about to just say that the white wall tires, in light of this, Black Lives Matter / racism lens, is, who's going to fire up the complaints hotline?
Oh, God. Should they call them tires of color?
I don't know. Oh, at least nobody's come up with a rainbow strip on the tire yet. But I'm not.
Oh God!
Any
don't give anyone any ideas.
Here. Come on.
Literally, you would give people seizures just trying to drive by them.
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
Like, what am I looking at?
I mean, imagine somebody on a bike or a car playing "Running in the '90s" with those kind of painted tires of running around. You would have so much raves and freaking epilepsy seizures.
What, bro, I'm absolutely flabbergasted that the president of the United States of America would call out this company for getting that woke. I mean, my goodness. He fucking made
it
happens, right? But, yeah. Other than that, now you've got to look at the next competitors. If, you know, if Goodyear goes this route, who's the next? Who did you buy your tires from this time?
People are in the comments are calling out Firestone.
Yeah, indeed.
Firestone or Toyo for me, man.
Well, go with Firestone or Michelin.
Oh, indeed. Volk, I love your icon.
Here's the thing. Also, Michelin. Ken Hopper says.
I was thinking about Michelin.
Yeah, Michelin man has food and ties. Goodyear has no restaurants with a fancy title. Lol. They have blimps, but that doesn't cut it. But
that's just advertising, man. That's all it is. It's for the money.
I don't know if
it's always for the money.
Of like the, you know, like the fucking Zeppelin that was fired down. There was like,
oh god,
yeah,
like, yeah, like.
Oh, my goodness. I don't remember the name of it, but I'll freaking look it up.
Yeah, the Zeppelin.
Yeah,
it was Hindenburg.
But hey, at least
yes,
you know.
There you go. You fucking got it before I even.
There was a Hindenburg meme that had the Goodyear logo on it, and it was like burning down. And I was like, oh my goodness, that is particularly exactly what's happening. It was, my God, I can't even.
Tragedy to memes. Well, it is kind of a tragedy. It was a good company, and now it's burning in flames.
Yeah, because they went woke.
Everything's burning.
Like, why did they do that?
I think.
In the fuck?
Here's the thing. You're right in all that, but I think this all of this can basically be summed up by one sentence that even Foxler has to say: "Just make that damn tire."
Exactly. Make that.
Damn Agreed, tire. Man. Just knock it off with the woke shit. Nobody want to hear that.
They just have to make the damn tire.
Literally, like, I think they're losing so much money just because Goodyear is mostly associated with NASCAR, as far as I know.
Yeah, and that's NASCAR's, you know, going down the sink, what with, you know, all that Bubba Wallace and stuff.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. He pulled a Jesse Smollett. Story.
But no, like, Goodyear could have just made their tires, you know. That's all well and good. They didn't have to get all political, but they did. Like, why would they do that? And now they're losing like half their customers. That's not okay.
Anyway,
like, that's not cool.
Heck? So we got one interesting or live comment just to Inu says the baggy blimp.
Oh,
the blimp where everybody burned.
It's going to be a classic game of blue versus red. Firestone and Goodyear.
That's the blimp.
All in the while, the freaking white people in white, a.k.a. Toyo tires, are just biding their freaking time.
I think you got to, you know, and if you're basically a Euro snob, you'd buy Pirellis.
Oh, God. I need to get up on the car stuff.
It's not even about the car. It's about the company that just went that crazy. Like, they just went that far. And, you know, they're just supposed to be making tires, you know? That's it. Just
make that damn tire, man.
And, of course, the blimps that, you know, did their advertising, but that's whatever.
Yeah.
But damn, right. They went bonkers on that nonsense.
I know. I could use a new set of tires in the next couple of years, so, you know.
I'm getting myself a
good
car.
Thing I have BF Good wrenches on my tires.
See, I get my first car, and Goodyear will not be on it.
Good.
Agreed. Good. Yeah.
That's
all right. So, I believe that is that for the time being. Now, this next item has been, oh my goodness, making all the wrong waves in the news article, and it's the new level of wrong.
Christ.
Yeah. Actually, hold on one second. not yet. Ini just insisted that I check this live comment. How about they went work right before winter when at least half of America needs snow tires? Fair point.
Yeah, brutally honest.
Mostly the South needs those tires because they're scared as hell when it comes to the snow.
I don't think they were ever prepared for, you know, for those storms.
Even an inch, they get all scared.
I mean, here in Colorado, man, I mean, they see like 1 or 2 inches of snow down here, be it Buffalo or Denver, and everybody just starts panicking like it's the apocalypse. Like, they would literally buy up all the food and run.
Wonder how Florida is.
Is that also like kind of, you know, segueing to the whole panic buying thing in light of recent events?
Well, that's the same thing. Oh god, here we go again. Where I live in New York.
Oh shit.
Let's get to it. We may as well, because this is a big one.
All right, yeah. You know, Netflix also had a hand in this big one.
Right, so and this next story is quite the thing.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Netflix released a French movie called Cuties. And it's in there for all the wrong reasons.
Where to start?
Well,
let's start from the beginning with the original.
For those who don't know, this movie was actually created by two Islamic feminists who are like immigrants to France. So
what the hell?
They made this movie, and they wanted to expose the, the feminism of Western civilization. They wanted to. Jeez, how do I explain this in like the most PC way,
safe for work way?
No, they wanted to.
I mean, okay, the show is already rated explicit, but for the sake of note,
I'll just say it. Like the sexualization of young kids in Western civilization, and so these two Islamic women made this movie to kind of talk about that, and it didn't really work out so well because what they were trying to do was the exact opposite of what actually happened. Do you know how many people petitioned to get rid of this movie off of Netflix?
Oh god, the last time I checked, it's reaching near 400,000 and steadily climbing.
It is the apocalypse for Netflix.
No, this is a problem. This is a major problem. Like, Netflix is actually catering to this type of things.
What, Chomos?
Basically spoon-feeding content to basically what we consider the undesirable of our society.
I'm just going to say it in the condensed way because they're not Lord Voldemort to me. Chomo. Look that up. It's not Spanish for cholo. It's the alternative way of saying, you know.
Netflix, man.
I'm not trying to say the P-E-D-O word, but god dang. You know, I'm trying not to because we're trying to keep this thing still on here.
I mean,
don't worry, we got.
If you're gonna get side real, avenues like, to keep Netflix alive, caters to pedos. Like, they do.
YouTube is doing that hard right now.
I think you probably wanted to make.
Yeah, I know.
You probably wanted to make the point that Amazon has probably done it the absolute worst.
Oh god, yeah. Amazon apparently on, I forget what streaming platform they have. They have a documentary called iPedo, and in this documentary, they basically are in favor of the pedos.
Yes. Well, have you seen this, though? So, a couple days ago, Netflix decided to host this movie, and after all of the backlash, because So, for those of you who don't know the context, there was...
Right, Avira, I'll show you what they put up in the descriptor box, what Netflix did.
Oh, God, I don't even want to talk about it.
They said, according to Netflix, this is the original descriptor box, which they later had to change. Here's the original. Amy, 11, becomes fascinated with a twerking dance crew. Hoping to join them, she starts to explore her femininity, defying her family's traditions.
Okay. Yeah,
they're 11. They're 11-year-old girls twerking on stage, and they won a Sundance Award.
There's two
mental
words in a sentence you do not want to hear. 11 and twerking. Why?
That's the movie.
I guess pedos are just tired of not getting any more from Honey Boo Boo. I guess that's why.
I don't know. Is it basically, you know, a lowering of standards so down the sink it just...
Worst off honestly, is the coming of age movie too. So it's supposed
that's to... That's what they said, yeah. Like, they're 11 years old, you know, they're coming of age or whatever. Honestly, I just think it's freaking evil.
Oh, get this. And here's how Netflix tried to rebrand their blurb after their attempt at damage control when everybody went up in arms. I'll read this out to you. The new descriptor is, 11-year-old Amy starts to rebel against her conservative family's traditions when she becomes fascinated with a free-spirited dance crew.
Yeah, I'm just going to be blunt when I say they're trying to piss off people more.
They have. This is what we call doubling down.
Bro, I canceled my Netflix account. Like, this is disgusting.
Dude, get yourself a Sling fucking account. I'm sorry for my language. Just get a Sling account. They give you live cable. And a good package, too. They even got a freaking DVR.
I'm thinking of getting back into cable, yeah. Because, like, if Netflix is
going to... Yeah, go Sling. You won't regret it.
This is crazy. Like, why would they support, like, softcore pedophilia? Sorry. Oh, my God.
Money.
I use that word, yeah.
Money, I mean, man.
Like, I know it's money, but, like, why would they do that, though?
I don't know.
They literally had no reason to.
Man, like, have you seen what they did? And their half-assed, like, apology. They didn't even actually apologize. Someone specifically asked them, do you support pedophilia? And they said, well, we support, you know, freedom of artwork, and this is actually a French film, and, you know, such and such.
And then I saw the picture, and then the person asked, like, a simple yes or no question, your answer would suffice.
A simple yes or no question. That's all they had to do. But they didn't do it now, did they? No.
To the apology that they posted, I saw a meme that someone had posted, and if you guys ever seen South Park, there was a scene of some dude just going, we're sorry.
BP, because of the BP oil spill that happened. It was full of just, you know, fake apologies.
They're not sorry. They don't freaking care.
I mean, they never care. Come on.
To quote Joe Biden, come on, man. Come on, man.
You know what, though? I think there's two people who would have absolutely loved this film. First one is going to be by Hoppus, who says, one, Epstein.
And two, Joe Biden, because of what he Epstein did during that one time.
Yeah, Epstein was murdered. Everyone knows that. But, no, this film should be excoriated and gotten rid of from fucking Netflix.
It is at this point we dare need to say, I know a lot of you, you know, are still keen on keeping your Netflix accounts because there's a lot of good TV, good shows out there that are available, but...
No way. I completely
can't. What about Beastars?
Anything I've watched, I know Beastars, that was good. Yes,
that is a thing, but there's also, like, Big Mouth. Like, there's that, which is a whole nother fucking story. But,
yeah. I mean, if it's Vistas you're after or some stuff, like, you know, why don't you try those anime streaming services?
Don't do Funimation. They are in a lot of trouble with Toei right now.
Back on the topic that we were talking about, the cutie situation, people are still in defense of it despite all the backlash with it. And one of the things I see that is the main defense of what people are saying is it won an award at Sundance.
Yes, so what?
Who cares?
It still does not excuse basically what Netflix has put out as the poster board for the movie.
It doesn't excuse the abuse of children. Like, that's really messed up.
God, that poster was just disgusting. After reading the description and then seeing the poster, I wanted to throw up, man. It was gross.
People are gross, man. I mean, that's why they do gross things.
It's evil.
I think that's an unavoidable fact of life.
But I do enjoy the fact of how quickly Netflix scrambled to try to cover their mistake. But it was way out the door at that point. I seen the trailer video, and it's review bombed to hell. That video has no chance of surviving.
Yeah. Like, they tried to cover themselves, like, so hard. But, like, they actually, like, really didn't with that whole, like, fake apology. It's like, oh, it's so creative and whatever the fuck. Like, they really didn't, though.
It can win all the awards at once.
Like, they didn't
get
rid of it. Like, it's still on Netflix. You can still watch that crap.
See, they just don't care. Because if they cared, they would listen to what the people are saying, understand, and get rid of it. Because even if it does premiere, who the fuck's going to watch it, knowing the fact of the background of the original poster, the description?
Man, I don't know. Like, 450,000 people.
But
like,
I'll tell you who will obviously watch it.
All about that. Like, a lot of people are really against it. Like, that makes a fuck ton of sense.
There's just one group of people who watch it, and that is the people who are interested in children, which is very foul. But even more, like, amazed and aghast I am is the poster and then the rating for the movie. Like, come on.
Yeah. That was in their apology. They're like, oh, well, this particular thing, well, whatever. I already told you about that.
I mean, it would be. Imagine if they rated it like PG and that, and like, please.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, but like, if they're actually gonna apologize for that, I'm like, man.
Be serious.
Get that out in Netflix, man. Like, no one wants to see that.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. At this point, it might just be time to. Yeah.
That's the best apology they can give to anyone is to remove that foul movie. I mean, we haven't even seen it yet, but still, after just that shit show with the poster board, it's just not even worth seeing now.
It's just too psychotic at this point. Pathetic?
Imagine the thing if the theaters weren't actually down and all that, and that thing aired on the big screen, then I think you have another big recipe for disaster.
Now, I do hold one question. One, who in the hell allowed that 11-year-old to do such a movie?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Ask the French.
The French are against it too. Don't think that they are in support of it.
Even though they do kind of make this stuff.
French, they've always been interesting, especially in the history aspect. You know, the head chopping aspect. They're kind of crazy, okay?
I know, and I know they're crazy when they protest and riot and stuff, but it's...
Even then, they still are smart enough to know that that poster was fucked. And that's literally all I can put it.
That poster was disgusting. And unfortunately, I have to say, it's not uncommon to see something like that in the United States, where we have, you know, child pageants or whatever. Like, something like that is, like, it's just advertised. You know, it's kind of gross, but, like, that's just what happens.
Did you know child beauty pageants have actually been banned?
Who?
Child beauty pageants are actually banned in the United States.
Oh, thank God.
Thank you, God.
Wow.
I don't remember how long ago it's been banned for, but that's why you don't see anything about Honey Boo Boo.
I'm guessing everybody just got tired of their mothers living through their children and making them, well...
No,
it was the abuse.
Like, most normal people would see, you know, child pageants as, like, something that's abusive and disgusting, and they wanted to ban it. Yeah, I totally get that. Thank God they're banned. Wow. Is that really a thing?
Look at what it did to Honey Boo Boo and many others. I mean, the damage count is high.
I'm Honey Boo Boo. I ate this whole chicken.
I mean, Jesus Lord, Mary in heaven. I'm trying not to curse here, but bloody hell. That thing is a drama episode in and of itself. And we all thought Fire Saga, how that happened, was freaking nuts.
Well, I think the whole idea of child pageants are kind of nuts. You know,
yeah.
If there's a law against that, that's totally fine.
Yes, now it's a thing of the past. That's probably best stayed buried.
Yeah.
Should be.
Alrighty.
For the rest of eternity, never to be brought up again.
Alright, so, we have any live comments going on?
Doesn't seem like it.
Really?
Not an awful lot as we were expecting.
No one's commenting anything?
It's fine.
It's fine.
This sucks.
But other than that, though, so we've still got another item on our docket, and I think this one is kind of indicative more so about the current state of the, you know, of movies and the superhero genre in general. Wonder Woman 1984 will feature parallels between Donald Trump and villain Maxwell Lord. The main enemy is capitalism.
Why?
Right. I don't know why they'd ever have, you know, want such a movie, but it's Hollywood.
That's suicide at this point, man.
I think, you know, if you look at the state of Marvel, DC, and, you know, and how if the comics industry isn't faring too well, then that kind of just reflects on the movie industry too. And the superhero genre, I think, is pretty much, I don't know. Would I actually be wrong as to say it's peaked? It's basically on the decline now.
Yeah, it's a Marvel main movie, right? That's what they plan? God, no, not more.
I don't think so. But I mean, just as a general line of thinking, like, you look at the superhero movies we've just had in the past couple of years. What have we had? We've had Captain Marvel. We've had, you know. Oh. And how did they all turn out?
Lord.
Oh, not they very suck. Well.
This had a budget of $175 million for Wonder Woman 1984.
And still, they decide to blow that by going, you know, by taking this angle. I think at that point, we can just imagine, you know, how much of a monetary loss are they going to expect out of this one? Not even Wonder Woman's name tacked on it could save it.
It's done. Let it die.
And that's really unfortunate. Like, man, that is a very sad take to take. That just let them die, right? Like, Wonder Woman is freaking cool. No, she has.
And they managed to ruin her freaking quick.
No, but like, no, she's just one of the superheroes. You know, that's all well and good. I don't feel like, you know, SJWs have to, you know, make her better than the other superheroes. Like, why would they do that? I think this is totally fine. But the fact that they're trying to, like, do this, and it's not even just, like, about her. You know, it's other, you know, identitarian politics. No,
look, I'll get you the what they think, why they chose this as a plot line. Read this here. A film associate producer Anna Ropta would hint at why they chose 1984 for the film's title. She noticed that it, quote unquote. She noticed that it was at the peak of America's power and its pride. It was everything commercialism, passion, wealth, even violence was in excess. It was a greed of desire. And when you say 1984, you probably know there's one book that you probably will draw a parallel to. The famous one by George Orwell.
George Orwell's famous novel.
Yes. Right. When asked when we would refer to George Orwell's famous novel, the producer, Charles Raven, responded, "We should have that conversation after you've seen the film." Yeah. Well, about that.
Yeah, it feels like they're trying to pull a fast one.
I would say the term you'd be looking for, Aeon, would be bait and switch, wouldn't it?
True, but it seems like they're really trying to pull a fast one. I mean, let's talk about it after we see the film. No, let's talk about it right frickin' now, man. Don't beat around the bush, because I know you're not going to give me an answer.
I'm just more concerned about SJWs, like, infiltrating, you know, comics and just trying to do that kind of stuff.
I think
they are trying hard.
They're trying so hard, man. Yeah, they are.
Hey, to go off a little bit off topic, this sort of thing, like, in light of recent revelations, I'm sure a lot of you would understand that if maybe you've seen the latest trailer for Call of Duty, Black Ops, Cold War.
Oh god, I need to watch that trailer, but
I did. I think it's interesting. But I do not trust Treyarch at this time, considering what's been going on with 4 and the whole political thing that they've been going with.
The one thing I already hear about the Cold War that people are getting a little pissed about is they're gonna have rank matchmaking just the same as Modern Warfare. They're not changing the system whatsoever.
And that is lazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now, I'm seeing that a lot of people have become so up in arms about the reveal of the Call of Duty Black Ops, you know, Cold War trailer. Because it featured, you know, KGB defector saying, you know, issuing the warning to America. Based on real events.
Well, based on real events, it's going to take a lot of liberties.
Right. But, to be honest, though, I know that, you know, there's Call of Duty, and that has been made a lot of controversies, too, like with the, you know, with the phosphorus thing that made a lot of outrage.
And then everybody just forgot about it like it just didn't even happen.
Yeah. And now this, though, would you actually trust that the developers could actually deliver justice on the plot line? But I mean, I get it. Call of Duty has never been known about the plot line, but still.
I hope
so. Well, I mean, there was a time when it was known about the plot line. I mean, look at the Modern Warfare series up to 3 before the remake, and the Black Ops series before they just dropped the campaign entirely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were known for that as well, and now all of a sudden, you know, let's just make some half-baked story, but for the first time, let's actually try with Modern Warfare reboot.
Understand what's going on at all.
Oops.
Yeah, still watching it now.
Yeah, Yeah, speak of the, you know, just speak of it.
Speak of the devil. Of the
details, huh? But I think essentially the point I was getting at by drawing this parallel is that you know, is that what Yuri's describing is pretty much what's happening, you know, and they're using movies as a medium for that, just to get back on the whole topic with, you know, the Wonder Woman 1984.
He foretold the future.
Indeed.
Okay, actually. I just watched the trailer for Call of Duty Cold War. That is such a shitty trailer.
I mean, the only time that, like, once, like I said, when, like, with the story and all that, but there was a time where they had some good, decent trailers. I mean, look at Black Ops 2, when it first was revealed. That was pretty banging.
Yeah. Some of the trailers were really good. But that was just, like, lazy and kind of just pieced together.
I mean, they're trying to screw with you.
I mean, I know your complaint is that, you know, if that the Call of Duty thing might be pulling another fast one as well if they, you know, decide to show the whole, you know, VLM stuff in game like they did the other day in the loading screens.
Yeah, that was a very bad idea because the minute Fortnite tried to emulate something like that by giving players tomatoes to throw at racist, I think. It's been a while since I even, you know, saw what went down there.
Oh, yes.
Everybody started throwing the freaking tomatoes at the Black Lives Matter murals and all that.
Yeah.
Everybody was sick of it.
They just wanted to game in peace.
And it's like these people don't understand.
What do you gotta do? I mean, no furries want, like, some political nonsense, you know, infiltrating the fandom. That's some crazy stuff.
I mean, I don't know. Let's say if your favorite furcon had to host, you know, in the opening ceremony, they basically pulled a, you know, a George Floyd stunt. At that point, how would you react? Like, if that was in the, you know, as part of the proceedings?
Well, George Floyd was a thug who was, you know.
I mean, I'm talking about the you know, bracket. If they had an 8:46. Of, you know, of silence of some sort.
Yeah, for how long?
I wouldn't even bother.
In that ceremony, and then, you know, and then
they treated Floyd like he was a mythical figure.
Yeah, he also did a lot of meth. That too.
And that's how he died. It wasn't the cop doing his knee for once, actually. It was because his heart literally friggin' exploded, man.
Yeah, well, he had a lot of drugs in his system. I mean, we all know that, obviously. But, yeah, that's just how it happened. It's crazy.
To get back onto the whole Wonder Woman thing, look at this. They just literally said, you know, they literally made the villain Trump by making parallels to what him and Trump's life. The Romano would then also say, expect parallels between Max and Trump, photos of the fight reality TV star with a trail of bankruptcy filings, and so on. Seriously, you're gonna literally take the worst of Trump's life and just, you know, stick it in?
They're gonna do it because it's politically correct.
I mean,
this is what brings in the money for him.
Gosh, since, like, 2016, our world has become even more politically focused than it was before.
You know, I'm going to say this from one of my recent videos that I did. You know, it shouldn't be about race. It shouldn't be about sex. Vote for who you want to vote, you know? You do you. Just, you know, if you're going to hear criticism about your pick, you know, expect the criticism. You don't get to defend, you don't get to, you know, start attacking people because they disagree with you.
Exactly.
Vote for who you want to vote, man.
I don't want to get into, like, that political nonsense. I just want to be a furry. I just want to have fun, you know, go to conventions.
Be a degenerate.
All this. Well, yes, I am a
degenerate. Hugs and puzzles.
Obviously. Yeah. All right, whatever the hell. Whatever y'all going to say about that. Shut up. But whatever, man. Like, I don't want, like, politics, like, getting involved in, like, my furry events. Like, that's crazy.
But yeah. That's how the world works at this point, in juncture of time. It's sad. But, yeah. I know we're a little bit, you know... So, like, but I guess at this point, we're a little bit whatsoever with what's even happening. I know it was a bit of a struggle at times to find things, but hey... I think, you know, is what we've got.
We had some pretty good stories, especially about, like, the whole Netflix thing. Like,
I don't know. Like,
why are they supporting that?
I think, look, I'll be real here. Like, I think what we just found was, you know, was the biggest blow-up that's been talked about at the moment. Just why does that need to exist, right?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, why does it need to be in there at all?
Because, like, that's what they're doing, man. Like, oh my goodness.
Not to mention, you know, other blow-ups too. Goodyear blow-up.
Yeah, literally. Oh my god. I hope they don't actually blow up, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to twist the knife one, you know, before we finish off, clear off with the Goodyear thing. Did you know, in the 80s or 90s, they discriminated against a female co-worker? Since they want to play politics, let's bring that up. And she sued them into the grant. Well, she couldn't sue them because, you know, the time had passed. But it opened up the door or Pandora's freaking box, you know, for them to find, for Congress to actually push an act against them saying, you know, they can't do that.
That's bullshit that the statute of limitations dried up around the time she wanted to sue them. She should have done it sooner.
She just wasn't aware. Nobody told her. You know, that's the sad part. Nobody told her until it was too late.
I didn't know.
She had no idea, but, you know, that didn't stop Goodyear from being literally hunted down by freaking... You know, both political parties for that. They got destroyed. And now here we have this almost a political go again, and they are scared for their lives. Because it's here we go again.
The stock did drop quite a bit after that whole debacle.
Well,
yeah.
So I guess the biggest takeaway is that if you must shop, whether it's from, you know, a film streaming service or for tires, I think it's time you basically ventured off the track, so to speak, you know. But try Firestone for a change, you know.
No pun intended.
Try cable TV.
Yeah.
All right. So, in that case, though, I think it's high time that's what we've got for the week. So, who'd like to start, like, wrapping up one person at a time?
I will... want to say, at least regarding the whole cutie situation, people are still defending. I might be repeating myself here. They're still defending over the quite blatant fact of the poster is the main look of what we're looking at. But when you go into the movie, they're trying to say the context of the movie is to be overlooked. The poster is to be overlooked with the context of the movie. Even then, Netflix is still in the wrong for putting up such a foul poster and trying to promote the movie like that, especially in America.
It'll just cause a massive jarring culture and all sorts.
What were they going to expect, that people are going to be fine with it after reading that description?
No, normally.
No, they are not.
Be fine with that.
No.
Indeed. All right, Anne?
Well, I think, you know, besides the BF Goodrin situation, you know, I have no hope for Wonder Woman 1984 now.
And
the first film, okay, it was good, you know, before the Justice League Magnus kicked off, but after all this, no, I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but let this die. If this is how they're going to learn, let it die, man, at this point. That's all I can tell you. Just vote for it with your wallet. Just don't give them it anymore. They don't seem to be listening.
I'd really agree with that. And the wider, you know, superhero / Marvel DC bubble in general, I say, you know. It sometimes things must die in order to be rewarding to something good. And I think, yeah. They want to do this? They want to waste all that money? Yeah, let it die. They want to waste all their money on loss? Yeah. All right. Avira.
Well, thank you so much for checking out our show tonight. Mm-hmm. And check out our new platform on BitChute. Yeah.
Indeed.
That's it. I hope to see you guys next week.
Alrighty then. So once again, thanks for all those who tuned in. It's been a great, interesting sort of week, and I hope you enjoyed this as much as we all did making it. As always, our episodes are available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and now BitChute, which also bears repeating. And further down the line, we too will be on the lookout for more platforms to host the show. And it is not negotiable that this show will be staying. It will never vanish for as long as the show shall run. Well, I mixed my words up, but you get the point. It's staying. This is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.